Hi, this is Chris McGregor. The work of Discerning Hearts really could not continue without your prayers and support. Between now and December 31st, please consider making a year-end tax-deductible gift to Discerning Hearts. We are a 501c3 not-for-profit organization. Your donation is fully tax-deductible to the extent permitted by law. Click the Donate button on discerninghearts.com or inside the Discerning Hearts free app. Your generous support will allow us to continue producing the type of spiritual formation programming you have come to expect from us, like those from Father Timothy Gallagher, Dr. Anthony Lillis, Monsignor John Essef, and so many more. Please prayerfully consider supporting our mission, which is dedicated to those on the spiritual journey. Thank you, and God bless from all of us at Discerning Hearts.
DiscerningHearts.com presents Building a Kingdom of Love with Monsignor John Essef. Monsignor Essef is a priest of the Diocese of Scranton, Pennsylvania. He has served as a retreat director and confessor to St. Mother Teresa. He continues to offer direction and retreats for the Sisters of the Missionaries of Charity. Monsignor Essef encountered St. Padre Pio, who became a spiritual father to him. He has lived in areas around the world, serving in the Pontifical Missions, a Catholic organization established by St. John Paul II to bring the good news to the world, especially the poor. He continues to serve as a retreat leader and director to bishops, priests, sisters, and seminarians, and other religious leaders. Building a Kingdom of Love, Reflections with Monsignor John Essef. I'm your host, Chris McGregor.
In Whitehaven, Pennsylvania, the people got together for a retreat day on Saturday, and we talked about the promises he made to families, to bring peace to the family, to bless our undertakings, both temporal and spiritual, especially to be with us in our last hour and assure us of a happy ending of our lives. It was just so sweet, the blessings and the promises of the Sacred Heart. This parish, you know, the parishioners going to confession, starting the new year with this magnificent and wonderful enthronement. And the Sacred Heart, the image of the Sacred Heart, and the Immaculate Heart of Mary placed before the altar, and a consecration in the name of the parish by the pastor. His associate is a religious, an Immaculate Heart of Mary, sister servants of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and they enthroned the parish, and the singing and the just the whole atmosphere was so alive with hope. And that's really what the new year is about. Advent is all about hope. The day was kind of dreary, gray. You know, in this time of the year, there was there wasn't snow, but it was an overcast day. It was cold, wintry outside, but there was this new brightness, new spirit, and then concluding with the vigil of the Advent on Saturday night after confessions, and just a beautiful, upbeat, joyful time of the day. So we're all very thrilled. And the readings were, you know, there was this promise of salvation that Jeremiah tells. And, you know, this darkness and gloom that had settled over all the world. And Jeremiah says, oh, no, you know, don't be sad. The days are coming, says the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of David, and I will fulfill what a promise I made to Israel and Judah, that David will have that offspring. There will be a just man, a shoot that will come from his stock. He shall do what is right and just in the land. And God is promising we will have a Savior. So in the darkness of all those centuries and millennia, and the children of Adam and Eve longing, and then finally through the promise of Abraham, and then his lineage, and the line of Judah, and finally David. Yes, thank you, God. Jesus is, and he is coming. He's going to be coming. But with it, our Lord said, remember, this world is going to end. And so he came, beloved brothers and sisters. That's the day that we judge all time by. He came. And he split all time before his birth and after. And when he came the first time, he came in great humility. We know the story, and we're going to repeat it again. He came in lowliness. He came in simplicity. He was born in a stable. But he says now, I am going to be coming, and I am going to be coming, Jesus said to his disciples. There will be signs in the heaven. The sun and moon will no longer give their rays. Nations, because of this, will be in turmoil. And then he says again, the way he's going to come, the powers of heaven will be shaken. After that, men will be in terror, because the Son of Man is coming on a cloud with great power and glory. Yes, he is coming. This time he's going to come, and he's going to judge heaven, he's going to judge the earth, he's going to judge all of mankind. And he wants us, this very first Sunday of Advent, to know, as he did the last Sunday of the church year, this world is passing. Everything is going to be over with and pass, because all of you who are listening to me, we are going to live forever. And he will come. He is coming. What's 2012 years since his birth? It's like the snap of a finger. It's like the blink of an eye in comparison with eternal life. That's what's promised us. Now, all of us have this time to prepare. And so one of the most beautiful things I did this morning, that was on the vigil that we had, the enthronement of the Sacred Heart. But as I preached this word at Mass to the people, you know, and it's very important for all of us to know that one of these days, one of these times, one of these moments is all going to come to an end. But there's happening a couple thousand years already of time where people just die, and then we come to be judged by the just judge, and I stand before him. Now, my whole desire is to be taken with him, to be with him in glory, and that is really what my whole calling is all about, and yours. He is going to be coming on a cloud, and he will judge all mankind. The power in the heavens will be shaken. And after all that, then will come the judgment. And so be on guard, lest your spirits become bloated with indulgence and drunkenness and worldly careers and cares. The great day will suddenly come on you like a trap. Now, he's not saying this, nor am I, to scare you. The day I speak of will come upon all who dwell on the face of the earth. You are going to be making your own eternal choices. When? Now. And then he tells us, so be on the watch. Pray constantly for the strength to escape whatever in prospect and to stand secure before the Son of Man. He came as a baby in a stable at the first Christmas. He's going to come on a cloud to judge the living, all of us, and the dead. The dead will be brought up, and there will be this general judgment. That's the gospel for today. What does that mean? It means that today, what is it to be on guard? To see that my soul is clothed with the power and the love of Jesus Christ, which he gave us. When I saw this little baby today, this beautiful little baby, Cameron Jacob, and his mother Nick, and his father presenting their child, and when I poured the water over him today, I had explained to all the people and the little children, it was the children's mass, and I invited them all to come around, see what happened to you when you were a baby. Cameron Jacob, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And this little baby was clothed in Jesus Christ. His little white garment reflecting the beauty of his soul. Anointing him on the forehead as Jesus was anointed priest, prophet, and king. So is now Cameron Jacob. And so are you, and so am I. We are clothed in this magnificent robe of his grace. And the Godfather lighting the candle from the Paschal. This is the lighted candle. In the beginning of the Mass today, we lit the first candle of the Advent candle. And as it lit there, so I pointed it out to the children. See how blazing it is. That's the light in you. And now this same light is now shining in this little baby. Through no merit of its own, through no merit of our own, we all receive this gift of baptism. I am clothed in the robe of sanctity by Jesus Christ. I am aflame with the divine life of Jesus Christ. I am crowned in glory. I wear a crown of priestly power through, with, and in Jesus Christ. As kings are, so am I, a prince in the kingdom of God through, with, and in Jesus Christ. I am called to preserve and grow in the sanctity and holiness of that divine life which is in me, and so are you, and so are you, and so whoever listens. Calling this year is to grow in that holiness that was given to us by baptism. And so all of us now at this New Year's morning, this New Year's day, I wish you a very blessed and a happy New Year. And each day during these days of Advent, I intend to be with you and to speak with you of the unfolding of this Advent season as we look forward to Christmas.
It is a very powerful time for renewal, isn't it? An opportunity for that during this Advent period.
And I hope this Advent that we will suggest ways by which you in your household can on a daily basis live this new life which you have received in baptism. How each and every day you can live more deeply that divine life which all of us have received, so that on Christmas Day we will be able to greet our Lord in a whole new way this coming Christmas, as we never have before, that this Christmas will be that radiant glory in the midst of all the gloom and doom of the world. This is a time for rejoicing. This is a time of joy. Actually, Christmas, you know, is a feast of lights. And it's the light that radiates from each and every Christian that can light up the world. Even though we go through the darkest time of the year here in our northern hemisphere, that we could also similarly see the darkest time of the year and the darkest time of the signs that we live in, of abortion, of same-sex marriage, of pornography, of war, and of an oncoming maybe terrorism and new threats from nuclear war, whatever that might be, we can truly say, and really, without pretending that it isn't there, no, we are going to bring a new light, a new joy into the world by the power that we have to love, to forgive, and to bring a new evangelization to the whole world. You are powered, empowered by Jesus Christ to bring this about in our day. This is going to be the coming of the Savior, not just on a cloud to save us and rescue us in time of danger, but that you and I, through him and with him and in him, will bring that light to a darkened world by our deeds of love, by our sacrifices, by our fasting, by our prayer, by the salvation of souls through this power that each of us has to make holy our families, first of all. Your first role in this life, whatever you might be doing, is to sanctify your wife, your husband, to sanctify your children, your brothers, your sisters, your in-laws, and those in your neighborhood, those right around you, those whom you work with. You can actually have a new way through prayer, through fasting, each and every day, to bring about a new evangelization and a new year of faith this year, this time of a new outpouring of divine love for the entire world. Each and every one of us, household by household, state by state, city by city, can begin to transform the world, to light up the whole world with a new power of grace. Where are you from? You know, that San Francisco doesn't anymore mean that little saint after whom that city is named, Saint Francis. Just like that little Saint Francis, if you live in San Francisco, let's transform San Francisco into all those holy, wonderful, powerful saints that he was, which you can be in San Francisco. San Francisco can be the holiest city in the whole world. Los Angeles can truly become Nuestra Señora de los Ángeles, Our Lady of the Angels. The angels can so take over through power, through prayer, any of the evil forces that may be dominating the gangs, the structure, the horrible things that can be going on in the streets, in the alleys, in the backyards, in the abortion clinics of Los Angeles. They can become a new source of light. Listen, Los Angeles, you can become the holiest city in the United States. Through whom? Through those who are going to be transformed in, through, and with Jesus Christ through fasting, through prayer. what about this magnificent New York? God loves New York. As one New Yorker told me, God loves New York so much, he says it twice. New York, New York. How God loves New York, New York. Holiness pouring out, not only from St. Patrick's Cathedral. Do you know what the prayer of St. Patrick was? That it could be on the lips of every Christian and every Catholic in New York. Can you imagine if you said that prayer? No matter where you live or where you are, Jesus Christ is the anointed one, can become again, and wants to be the Savior of the world, not only when he comes on a cloud to judge the living and the dead, but when he comes through you this Christmas into the world. Let's pray that this will be the greatest Advent season for you and for me. Each of us to take resolutions of prayer, of fasting, and to lead an entirely new life with the power of Jesus Christ each and every day during this season of Advent, so that this Christmas will be like none other that we've spent in the past. That it will truly be us longing for, as the early Christians, Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus. And with the help of the voice of John the Baptist, by fasting and by prayer, this will be the greatest Christmas ever.
Do you have any homework for us, Monsignor, as we are getting ready to enter into this Advent experience?
I would like if each of us could think about this coming Wednesday and Friday to fast on bread and water. This coming Wednesday and this coming Friday, that we will join this fasting to our prayer. I would like to pray each and every day of this first week of Advent, the Rosary. I would like you to pray it before the enthroned image of the Sacred Heart in your home. If you haven't already enthroned him, to take an image of the Sacred Heart, to enthrone him in your heart first and in your home. Place his image in a very special place where he can be seen by all in your home. And then gather your children around you each day, whether it be in the morning, early before you go to work, after school, or in the evening. But make a special time to pray the Rosary, you, your wife, and your children. The Rosary, of course, on Monday will be the Joyful Mysteries, on Tuesday the Sorrowful, on Wednesday the Glorious, on Thursday the Luminous, on Friday the Sorrowful, on Saturday the Glorious, as we prepare for this first week of Advent with fasting and with prayer. In the meantime, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May he show to you his countenance and give you peace. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
You've been listening to Building a Kingdom of Love with Monsignor John Essiff. To hear and or to download this episode, along with hundreds of other spiritual formation programs, visit discerninghearts.com. www.discerninghearts.com. This has been a production of Discerning Hearts. I'm your host, Chris McGregor. We hope that if this has been helpful for you, that you will first pray for our mission. And if you feel us worthy, consider a charitable donation, which is fully tax deductible, to help support our efforts. But most of all, we hope that you will tell a friend about discerninghearts.com and join us next time for Building a Kingdom of Love, Reflections with Monsignor John Essef.